Warning, this program is intended for mature audiences only and should not be exposed to immature minds. Well, that leaves us out, so listener discretion is advised. Coming to you from America's Wang, this is Florida Man, the podcast for Tuesday, February the 11th, 2020.
Each week we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And coming up in this week's episode, 133.
Florida woman didn't have a notepad, so she used a baby instead.
Florida man points out a landing airplane with a laser.
Lasers. Using lasers this week. Florida man celebrated Easter a little bit early this year.
And Florida man needs to learn how to pump gas with a laser.
Plus a Florida man food fight, fill in the blank, listener email and V-mail, and much, much more.
I just like saying laser.
I picked that up.
I was so excited when I finally found the thing on iPhones where you can do a text and do lasers.
Oh,
as
yeah.
The background effect.
You showed me that. That was pretty cool. We do have a follow-up from last week. Lasers.
The theme for this week. That's going to be, I'm going to see how many stories I can implement the word lasers.
Well, there's at least one.
I'm playing the odds. There's right. One.
Yep. But the follow-up from last week was the rainbow painted house.
The rainbow painted house. Yes, I do vaguely recall that story from down in the Naples area, if I'm not mistaken.
That is correct. And so there's more details that have come out. The house was owned by a father and son.
Father and son.
And they each owned 50% of the house. And the son got arrested for drug possession. And the dad, I guess that must have been the last straw for him. So dad wanted to sell the house. Son did not want to sell the house because he was living in said house. So the son decided he was going to make the house unsellable.
It worked.
No, it didn't.
It didn't?
No, because they had an offer on the house, and that's when he painted the house like a rainbow and painted the van in the front yard.
In the grass.
In the grass and the trees, and he painted the van, who is Omar. Now, this is entirely rumor that I'm spreading here, because this has not been
speculation
confirmed.
As we're using bigger words now. We're trying to sound more professional.
Well, I'm not speculating. I just am spreading a...
We have a whistleblower? Is that what you're saying?
No, more like a Mrs. Kravitz, nosy neighbor type person.
That's even better. Okay.
So, on one of the local Facebook groups that I'm a part of, someone was talking about this, and they said that Omar is the son's boyfriend, and the dad was not too happy with the fact that his son had a boyfriend.
What are you talking about, Willis?
Omar is the boyfriend?
Omar is the boyfriend of the crazy painting.
Well, if he knew who Omar was, why was he putting "who is Omar" on there?
I think they were speculating that the dad was asking him repeatedly, well, who's Omar? Who's Omar? And he finally found out.
It's all coming together now.
Yep.
Well, that's good.
So
that's some good detective work there, Joel.
As of today, as of this recording on, what's today, the 4th, the house actually did sell.
Really?
To the person who originally put in the offer of over $400,000, agreed to take it for just over $200,000.
And dad unloaded it.
Is paying cash for it.
There you go.
I think dad's going to take his son's half out of the loss.
You ain't got to leave, but you can't stay here.
Exactly.
That's fantastic.
That was a pretty good local story we had there.
Yes, it is, Joel. Yes, it is.
So what do you got going on this week?
Let me think. I had to do this Berkman career management report, the Berkman deal. You ever done one of them?
No, I haven't.
I've done Myers-Briggs.
That.
I've done.
Oh, right, right. Yeah, I've done. Yeah. What are you in Myers-Briggs?
I don't even remember. It's been so long.
Oh, okay. I'm an INTJ.
I wasn't nowhere close to that, I don't think. I don't remember. I take that back. I don't remember. ASS, I think, was what mine was.
I don't think that's one of the choices. That might be another one of the scoring systems.
Oh, yeah, this one says I'm red, so my usual style is friendly, decisive, and energetic, frank, and logical.
That's good.
My motivational needs are blue. Individual interaction and support, opportunities to express feelings, time for reflection, time to make difficult decisions. Yeah, that's about right. I think about things before I pull the trigger. I'm not. I don't fly from the hip.
Okay.
My stress behaviors. Ignore social convection.
Okay. That could be good.
Can become indecisive.
Okay.
Find it hard to act. See the worst possibilities.
Well, when you're stressed, that's a good trait to have. because you can then avoid those things. It's the people who don't have that ability to see the worst in things that usually end up stepping in them.
And my preferred activities are red. I prefer implementing.
True.
Okay. Seeing a finished product.
Absolutely.
Solving practical problems.
Yep.
And working through people.
That was right. Does that mean like telling people what to do?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No, working through people is
Not
collaboration. Working through people's collaboration.
Okay, because I was thinking maybe you were like sticking your hand through their chest and
No. Working through people is I've always told people if I'm the smartest one in the room, we're fucked. You know, I pay you to be the expert in your individual fields. It's my job to facilitate the conversations and to make the decision based off all the facts of what we should be doing or based on your input, and y'all tell me what you want to do.
That's a good trait for a leader to have.
It is, but working through people is that's. It means it's not about you. It's about the team.
Right. Okay.
So I'll take that.
Yeah, that's good.
I was red on that one. I'm blue on stress. I'm blue on motivational.
Is this like a free test that you can take or do you have to?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know this one.
What's it called?
This is Brinkman.
Brinkman.
Brinkman color quadrants. I'm red, red, blue, red, blue, blue, red. B-I-R-K-M-A-N. Berkman.
Oh, Berkman.
Yeah.
What Berkman color are you?
That's it. Yeah. I think I was red, blue, blue, red. And red is one of my favorite colors. And I'm partial to blue. I'm good with that. At least I'm not pink.
Contact us to find out more about taking the Berkman. No, I'm not going to do that right now. So,
yeah. I don't think it's free.
We'll just have to wait till next
time. I can't remember my Myers-Briggs ones. I wish I had it. I probably got it in my, I may have it in my file somewhere.
Are you introverted or extroverted?
Oh, extra.
That's what I would have figured on you. I would peg you as a ENFP.
EN's right.
Okay.
I remember that.
No, maybe an ENTP.
That sounds something like that. It was an introvert. No, it wasn't even close.
Okay.
It nailed it, though.
Yep.
This one I didn't like because it gave you true or false. I don't like true or false.
You know why they do that? They do that.
They try to trick me.
No, that's how they get your stress reaction. Because if you have to pick one, that's a stressful situation.
Oh, is it?
Yep.
Okay. All right. So, Joel, tonight, I am breaking from the tradition of normal Tito's, not because I'm disowning Tito's.
Okay.
Still, by far, the best vodka in the U.S., which has been now official.
By sales.
I'm on a little Captain tonight.
Captain and
Coke? I'm actually double-fisting. I have Captain and Coors. Not together. I got two drinks over here.
Captain and Coke Zero?
Captain and Coke Zero.
That's my go-to.
I'm liking the rum. I'm laying off the whiskey.
Okay.
Due to significant family input. Okay. Apparently it was a consensus.
Say no more.
No more whiskey.
Say no more.
I like I'm trying to get more into like there's wine connoisseurs.
Uh huh.
Now I'm kind of into that bourbon connoisseur thing. On the rocks, sipping whiskey.
I drink too fast for sipping.
Well, that's why if you actually get to the sipping whiskey and then you're not because you.
You can't.
So, unless you're doing shots, but then you don't do it. That's just rude. That's wrong to do. If you're paying 50, 60 bucks for a bottle of bourbon, you don't want to do shots. So you sip it over some nice rocks in a nice glass, and enjoy the bouquet of the bourbon. That'd be a great pot. That'd be a good name. Bouquet of bourbon.
I bet it's taken. Let me look.
Bouquetofbourbon.com.
There is a bourbon bouquet on Etsy.
I don't want a bourbon bouquet from Etsy.
Bouquet of Bourbon is a song by Ruth Willow.
Son of a bitch. So I do have a cat update.
You do?
I do.
I saw it standing there a minute ago.
Yeah, it's not. It hasn't been removed.
And it moved, too, so it's not stuffed.
It's not stuffed. Yeah, it's actually real. It's not a hologram.
It's intact.
Which I thought about, too. She came up today and I was on the couch working and she came up and started purring and she sat up in my lap being all lovey-dovey. She's trying to trick me is what she's doing.
Oh, yeah.
It's a damn female.
Yeah, they're conniving like that, cats are.
She's trying to get back at me. She knows.
She knows. Until you let your guard down.
So did we get any emails from anybody that has some suggestions on how to deal with the cat?
We got one. You want me to read it?
Yeah. What my listeners, our listeners have said about how to deal with said cat.
Yeah. So this is from Jason, who is not just a listener, but he's family.
Family. All yeah. right. Yeah, your well, family or
well,
my family?
Well, he's my in-law.
Okay. That's your family. That's yeah. on your side of the aisle.
Well, it's on my wife's side of the aisle.
Okay. Fair enough.
Anyway, so here's Jason's contribution.
To his idea.
His idea.
Okay. Hit me.
Put a can of cat food in a bowl.
All right. I can do that.
Then put a light bulb on top.
Light bulb on top. All right. I got light bulbs.
Smash up the glass and mix it into the cat food. You with me so far?
So far, I'm with you.
All right. Cat eats food. Glass slices all the way down. Cat shits out guts.
Problem solved.
And he ends this with, I fucking hate cats. 3 exclamation points.
I love it.
Thanks, Jason.
That's fucking awesome.
You're getting death glares from the intern here.
Oh, yeah. It's fucking awesome. So far, we've got glass in the food. Mm-hmm. We've got
the rat trap.
Monster electronic rat trap.
Those are on our Amazon wish list, too. So okay. If they do arrive at the house, I'll bring them over the next time we record.
All right, we've bantered for 30 minutes, of which none of this is usable, except the last 5 minutes.
Yep. So you got anything to promote this week?
No, I got nothing to promote.
Well, the True Crime Podcast Festival is going to be bigger and better this year. It's expanded to 2 days, 2 live podcast stages, and a ton of expert panels.
Define expert. Are we experts?
No.
What defines expert? I mean, we've got 130. This is 133 episodes we're doing.
Well, I'm assuming because they were on last year and they are like officially doctors.
Doctor.
The hosts of LA Not So Confidential. They were panelists last year and they, yeah.
Has anybody invited us to be panelists this year?
I have applied to be a panelist.
You did?
Yes.
Did you apply me?
I didn't know if you were going to be there. So I put your name on my list of people who I would want on my panel.
Do I want to be on your panel?
I think so.
You think so?
Yeah.
Think I'd be on your panel?
Yeah.
Did you ever watch the episode of Big Bang Theory where they were on the panel?
No, I don't think I've seen that one.
Okay, never mind then.
It takes place at the Lowe's Hotel in downtown Kansas City, Missouri. That is Kansas City, Missouri, not Kansas City, Kansas.
Oh, really? Come on. We do not do politics on this podcast. What? Come on.
There was nothing political about that.
Bullshit. Bullshit.
On July 11th and 12th, and if you use our exclusive link, you get 10% off general admission tickets. Just go to truecrimepodcastfestival.com/Florida to get that 10%.
That was a dick move. Do we need to go into the Iowa caucus?
Oh, fuck
how that. They screwed that one up?
Oh, yeah, they did. I'll give you that one.
So it's time to get into this week's stories, of which I will start with story number one. This comes to us from the Daily Mail. Florida woman furious after daycare staff scrawl, I'm out of diapers, across her son's torso with a marker. That's just, you know what just came to mind right then?
What's that?
The old, but back in the day, the episode of Fat Albert and Russell, not Russell, whatever the little one was. So you just like school on Sunday, no class. A single mother from Florida was left furious after her son, young son, was sent home from daycare with a message scrawled on his stomach in a dark green marker. Heather Chisholm, a mother of two from Sanibel, just right across the island, uncovered the writing while changing her toddler's nappy at the end of a long day of work. What's a toddler's nappy?
This is from the Daily Mail, so nappy is the British term
for diapers?
Diapers, yes.
Oh, no shit.
Yep.
It read, Mom, I'm out of diapers. Please read my report, unquote. The young mom was left furious at the passive-aggressive note and posted her outrage publicly on Facebook.
As you do with everything personal and...
Let's go to the Facebook.
Yeah.
She explained how the daycare put daily reports in both her and her children's, in both of her children's lunch boxes to update her on their behavior, their nappy change times, and if more supplies were needed. Ms. Chisholm's said she must have missed a note from the previous day. However, she questioned if it was necessary for the daycare to write such a message on her son's belly, given she saw them at pickup and drop off each day.
Yeah, it's not like the little kid's just going to walk in and out by himself. You kind of got to check in with the staff there.
She said a simple word would have sufficed instead of the hard-to-remove writing on her son's body, a.k.a. a Sharpie on the belly.
Yep.
I've scrubbed it several baby. I've scrubbed it with several baby wipes, and it's not coming off. I had plans to take to the beach to play, and now I can't because my son has writing all over him.
Well, they'll just think he's tattooed.
They can still go to the beach. Come on, yeah. Quit being so dramatic. I'm a single mom with a full-time job and two very young children. In all caps, sue me for not reading the report every single day.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do, though.
That's the point of the report, Heather. Heather said if teachers were adamant a note was the way to go, she queried whether it was necessary to do this on her son's skin as opposed to his nappy. Well, why write it on the diaper? You're just going to throw it away anyway.
Well, because she'll see it before she takes it off, assuming.
The Florida woman said it was not the first time they had done it as she turned to the public for support. I need opinions. Am I right to be furious about this or am I overreacting?
Yes and yes.
Yes and yes. I really need your opinions, guys, because I'm about to barge into this daycare tomorrow morning and have some words.
You know a Florida woman's going to have some words. Yeah.
The woman has received overwhelming support online, with most saying her fury was not unwarranted. By no means you are overreacting, writes one woman online. Any daycare usually always keeps extra diapers. You missed a day of not bringing diapers, and it should not be a big deal. I would do more than just posting on the Facebook because this is not okay. That poor precious babe, she added. Another urged Mrs. Chisholm to report the daycare center. Honestly, I would contact DCF. They take complaints on child care centers. At the very least, you should tell the daycare they need to figure out better ways to communicate because there's no reason for them to be marking your child like that. I'm furious for you. The daycare has reportedly fired the employee responsible.
Now, I added that last sentence in because my coworker.
Oh, hell, here we go.
His daughter goes to this daycare.
Really?
Sanibel? No, it's actually in Fort Myers.
Oh, okay.
His child was in the same class and had the same caretaker. His child had a smiley face written on her that day with marker.
Was it green?
It was green.
Why the smiley face?
Because they didn't have anything bad to write about his kid. So apparently, the employee was fired, but apparently this is one of the first times she did this, like the first time that I actually got complaints about it. She's been there since like the 80s, since this daycare opened. And I guess she just had a really bad week and made some bad decisions.
So she just figured out Sharpie.
Yeah.
Damn.
But, my coworker pulled his child from that daycare as well. Story number two, Florida man in Easter bunny costume tries to avoid an arrest. This story comes to us from the Orlando Sentinel. The Orlando Easter Bunny has struck again.
Da-dum, da-dum.
Antoine McDonald, the 21-year-old Florida man from Altamont Springs who famously dressed in a bunny costume in downtown Orlando last April. I don't recall that. We must have missed that one. But he was in costume again earlier this week. But this time, he was trying to use it as a disguise to escape arrest.
Da-dum, da-dum.
McDonald hit a carport and damaged a car before fleeing the scene on January 16th. According to records from the Florida Highway Patrol.
How the hell did he hit a carport?
I think in his car.
You had to drive up the driveway to hit the carport.
One would assume, yes.
Yes. Thank you, Joel, for collaborating my theory.
McDonald told deputies, I wasn't in any crash. I'm the Orlando Easter Bunny. Google it. Before saying he returned the motorcycle to the dealer because he would not give McDonald a new tag, an arrest report said. So he was taking it on a test drive, taking a motorcycle on a test drive, and he hit a carport and damaged a car.
Also, got away from him.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right. FHP deputies said they responded to a crash in the 100 block of Dogwood Street in Altamont Springs, where a Seminole County deputy told them a motorcyclist drove through a stop sign, entered someone's yard, and hit a carport.
Hence my theory. There we go.
The carport collapsed on top of a vehicle in the driveway, and the motorcycle hit a fence and flipped over.
He hit it pretty freaking hard if he knocked the damn carport down.
Yep. A neighbor said he saw McDonald limping across his yard, the report said. When deputies went to McDonald's address, they could not find him, but saw a gray Nissan Rogue leaving his driveway and driving down the street. They found McDonald laying in the back seat of the car, which was being driven by his cousin. In the report, deputies noted, quote, the bunny appeared to be alive, unquote. And they helped him out of the car. They asked McDonald to remove the costume, and they arrested him.
So he tried to get away while in the bunny costume?
He was laying in the back seat wearing the bunny costume, hoping the cops didn't notice that he was moving.
Yeah.
Didn't work. After McDonald was taken to Advent Health Altamont Springs for leg and rib injuries sustained in the crash, he was booked into the Seminole County Jail on 3 charges, leaving the scene of a crash involving property damage, driving with a suspended license, and operating a motorcycle without a license. McDonald remains at the jail. So if he was taking that motorcycle on a test drive...
He didn't take the motorcycle on a test drive while in the costume, right?
It does not say. And you would think the witness would mention that.
Yeah. So he went, he hit the thing, went home, put in the costume.
And got in the backseat.
And got in the backseat of the car, and then he got busted.
Take me out of town, cuz.
Yeah. It's going to get.
Yeah. But shouldn't the dealer have, like, usually when you take a test drive, they take a copy of your driver's license. So,
I mean, what kind of motorcycle was it? It doesn't say, does it?
Does not. Big enough to take out a carport.
Big enough to take out a carport. Yeah. We're not talking a Vespa here. Story number 3, Florida man tries to carjack an undercover police officer. This comes to us from TampaBay.com, not officer.com. What does that mean?
Yeah, so I found this through a site called officer.com, but then it refers later on in the article to the original source, which is TampaBay.com. So I looked it up on TampaBay.com, and they just copied and pasted right from TampaBay.com's website. So all right, use officer.com.
Yeah, this comes to us from TampaBay.com. A Florida man who was running from the police tried to carjack a vehicle. Problem was, inside was an undercover cop.
That's
bad luck.
Poor
planning.
Luck. Well, you know, if you're good.
That's a bad day.
That's acting on the fly. I assume he didn't plan on getting chased by the cops.
And running from the police.
And then didn't plan on having to carjack a car.
Arrest reports detail how police say the incident unfolded near the intersection of Gulfport Boulevard and 49th Street in St. Petersburg. Around 8:45 p.m. Wednesday night. When it was over, Donald Stephen DuGray, age 20, was arrested on multiple charges, including attempted carjacking. Where was that? Gulfport?
Gulfport Police.
St. Pete. All right. Gulfport Police tried to stop DuGray on his bicycle that night for a light violation. He almost got pulled over from the police for having a bicycle without a light on it?
That's what it sounds like to me.
But he took off
8:45, so it wasn't even really that dark yet.
Well, it is now. It gets dark here at 6. It's 7 o'clock. You can't see shit outside.
True. Yeah, good point.
Can we make note of that? That's the first time, I think, in 133 episodes you've actually said good point to me.
No, I've mentioned that before.
Name another one.
I'll have to go back and review the tape.
Fair enough.
Actually, I think last episode I said something like that.
But he took off and crashed into a sergeant's cruiser. But he's on a bicycle. When DuGray hit the ground, a gun fell out of his waistband, reports state. That's not good.
Strike two.
He picked up the gun and ran away from police, then tossed the gun onto the roof of a nearby diner. Officers later recovered the revolver, which had 5 rounds in it, reports state. As DuGray was running from the police, an undercover officer was moving into the area to help. As the officer opened the door of his vehicle, DuGray grabbed it and leaned into it as if he were attempting to get into the vehicle and pull the officer out. An arrest report states. The officer hit DuGray with the door and pulled his gun on him.
This guy just can't catch a break, can he?
Other officers then caught up to DuGray and took him into custody, but not before he violently resisted arrest, reports. In addition to attempted carjacking, DuGray was arrested on charges of carrying a concealed firearm, which is not a law unless you have a...
If you don't have a CCL.
Resisting arrest, fleeing the police, and tampering with evidence. What do you get tampering with evidence?
When he threw the gun up on the roof.
Oh, that's loose.
Hey, you got to make the cop work for it. They're going to put another charge on your rap sheet.
Bail was initially set at, holy cow, $135,500, and DuGray was being held at the Pinellas County Jail.
That's an expensive light
ticket. Wait a minute. All right. So I swear we have got to get a board and write down... I do not understand. So
we need to get some volunteers to set up a wiki site for us just to keep track of all this shit.
Arrested on charges. All right. Concealed firearm. Fair. Resisting arrest. Fleeing police and tampering with evidence. And his bail's $135,000.
Well, he violently resisted arrest.
$135,000. We've had things 10 times worse than this, and they get like $2,000.
Yeah, true. He must have Maybe he's a repeat offender.
Maybe so. He also faces charges of violating his probation on charges of burglary and grand theft out of Brevard County.
There's why the
an assistant public defender has entered a plea of not guilty on his behalf. So he doesn't have $135,500 to get out of jail, and he has to use an assistant public defender.
Not even the whole time.
He's going to be there a while.
Yep. They're going to make him plead.
Damn.
They're going to make him plead a lesser charge.
Now it's time for the Florida Man
Food Fight.
This week, our Florida Man Food Fight comes to us from Newsweek. Florida Man sued.
The real Newsweek?
Yeah, the real Newsweek.
Sweet.
They didn't send it to us. I just found it.
Oh, you just found it. Oh, yeah. I thought they may have.
No.
Here, put this on your podcast. I think it would be great for your career. No?
No. 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 Just my Google alert had a link to this story.
Yeah.
Anyway, Florida Man sued by Penn State for selling beer and cigars with the school's name.
Mm.
Penn State University has accused a Florida man for infringing on their trademarks by selling beer and cigars with the school's name. Paul L. Parshall, age 80, is the operator of the site sportsbeerbrewing.com. He is 80, and he runs a website.
I like him. I like him already.
The business sells various items, including cigars, craft beers, hot dogs, cheese, and clothing, emblazoned with the names of various sports teams.
I like him even better.
His products include San Francisco 49ers cigars and Northwestern Wildcats hot dogs.
I like everything about him so far.
However, it's his latest trademark application that's gotten Parshall into trouble. Last July, Penn State sued Parshall to stop him from registering three trademarks: Penn State Nittany Brewing Company, Penn State Nittany Beer, and Penn State Nittany Lion Cigars.
Yeah, it's probably crossing the line.
Yeah. According to the Penn State Daily Collegian, Parshall also offered to sell the trademarks to the university.
Oh, so he was trying to buy them and then sell them back.
Yeah, he's squatting.
He's squatting on them.
Both parties filed a joint document Wednesday outlining their arguments, according to the Patriot News. Penn State objects on the grounds that the products would create an implication that they were sponsored or supported by the school. But Parshall argues that since Penn State doesn't sell beer or cigars, there should be no confusion. It's kind of a weak argument.
That's a weak argument. It's going to be hard to fight that one.
Penn State has also objected because Parshall filed his trademarks with the state trademark systems in Pennsylvania and Illinois. Unlike federal trademark registrations, state trademarks are not publicly published, meaning that Penn State could not have known the trademarks were being filed for and could not challenge the registration. The university says Parshall has filed with state systems as previous attempts to file federal trademarks have failed. So he tried to do it the legit way, and they told him, no, you can't do that because Penn State owns that trademark. So he just went to the state to register. Shady.
That is shady.
He is on the shady side of the Sunshine State.
Side of the Pennsylvania state.
No. He is a Florida man. He is actually from Naples.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Sweet.
I actually went to...
I wonder if he has any...
sportsbeerbrewing.com.
And?
And they've got some real, real shitty design on their t-shirts that they sell with these brands. I mean, Times New Roman.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
At least it's not... Oh, it's not anything in Comic Sans, is it?
I didn't notice any Comic Sans. Okay.
That is the abomination of all fonts.
Yes. The university.
Do you agree with me?
I agree with you.
The only time that Comic Sans is an appropriate font is a 13-year-old girl writing a poem about unicorns.
Then she should be using like some scripty font.
God, I hate it. I don't know if I've talked about this here before. There's times that I have had emails written to me from like, in my workplace, and people would write them in Comic Sans. I won't read them, or I'll take them and export them and put them in Times New Roman or something.
You know, Errol. You know what you should do is convert it to Wingdings and send it back to him and says
that would be cool. when you can figure out Wingdings, and I'll read your damn email.
Yep.
God, I hate Comic Sans.
Yeah. The university is seeking not just an injunction against the trademarks, but as much as $2 million.
$2 million
per trademark in damages.
Holy crap! They didn't get damaged. They had nothing to damage in the first place. They didn't own it.
No, but they own Penn State Nittany Lions. So.
Yeah, but they can't. There was no damage to the
damage to their reputation. Somebody bought those thinking that they were affiliated with the university.
Whatever. I like this man.
It's time for you to fill in the blank.
Fill in the blank. I'm ready this week.
Ready?
Yep.
All right. This week, this was sent in to us by Allison, and it's from WFLA.com.
Do we know Allison?
We do. Allison, we'll find out a little bit more about her later.
Okay. I'm intrigued.
FHP arrest.
Florida Highway Patrol.
Yes, Florida Highway Patrol.
For those not from the state of Florida.
FHP arrest Florida men found with drugs in a bag labeled blank.
FHP arrest Florida man. Men, plural.
Men, yes.
Found with drugs in a bag. Bag. Bag labeled. Dog food.
Incorrect.
Damn it. In a bag labeled condoms.
Incorrect.
Am I close?
No.
Shit.
I would say don't overthink it.
Labeled drugs.
Yes, that is it.
Seriously?
Actually, the bag was labeled bag full of drugs. Two men were not discreet in their plans to sell drugs in the Florida panhandle, according to officials. The Florida Highway Patrol arrested two men suspected of drug trafficking after troopers pulled them over on Saturday and found drugs in a bag labeled, quote, bag full of drugs. Troopers made the discovery after the men were pulled over for speeding on I-10. The Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office assisted in the search of the vehicle, which turned up methamphetamine, GHB, also known as a date rape drug, cocaine, MDMA, and fentanyl.
Holy cow. Bag full of drugs.
Quote, note to self, do not traffic your illegal narcotics in bags labeled bag full of drugs. Our canines can read, unquote. The Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office posted Monday night on
social
media.
Idiot. At least first two guesses I had would have been great.
Yeah, sure. I mean, because, you know, the dog would alert to the dog food.
Yeah. No, they pay.
I don't even remember what you said on the second one.
Condoms.
Oh, right.
I mean, lunch. Frankie's lunch.
Yeah.
Monday. You know, something that at least it, you know, it's not. It's my kid's lunch for tomorrow.
And it's not something they wrote bag full of drugs. It was printed. It was like professionally printed in a little zip bag that said bag full of drugs. Like, you could probably buy it on Amazon.
All righty.
All right.
God almighty.
That was a good one. Thanks, God. Allison.
Story number five, or cinco for our Spanish-speaking friends. This comes to us from the Atlanta website of CNN. Florida man arrested for pointing lasers at landing airplanes.
And CNN stands for Cable News Network.
Thank you, Joel.
Since you pointed out that FHP is Florida Highway Patrol.
I know. But that was, see, that I did FHP because that is local to Florida. Most people know that CNN nationwide is Cable News Network.
Well, I don't think they would assume that FHP was fucking Hewlett Packard.
That may be the funniest thing you've said in three episodes. A Florida man was arrested on Wednesday night for pointing lasers at planes trying to land at Sarasota-Bradenton International Airport.
That doesn't seem to be something you would necessarily want to happen if you're a pilot landing a plane.
That is negative, Ghost Rider. That's a little bit illegal.
Yes.
That's very illegal. That's kind of in the FCC, when the F stands for federal. So, yeah, that's kind of bad.
Or the FAA.
What'd I say?
FCC.
FAA. Either way, they start with federal.
Yeah. That's never good.
No.
That's where they put you in federal, pound you in the ass prison.
Yeah. Charlie James Chapman, Jr., age 41.
Wait, his name is Charlie Chapman?
Yeah. Also, his
kid. Junior.
His Junior, dad, there's two of them.
His dad was so pissed off he got named Charlie Chapman that he named his kid that, too. Fuck it. If I'm going to have a rotten life, you're going to have a rotten life,
At least
too.
It's not a boy named Sue.
At least they didn't. I wonder if he's got the little mustache. Hitler really ruined that for Charlie.
He did. He did.
He had it because he was a Charlie Chaplin fan.
Oh, dear God. Also is accused of pointing a laser at a Manatee County Sheriff's Office helicopter responding to the incident.
Oh, shit.
According to a news release from the Manatee County Sheriff's Office.
All right. Well, where are we going to find this laser pointer guy? Oh, there he is. He just shined it at me.
CNN could not determine if Chapman has a lawyer. Well, that's important to note, CNN, on the third line of the story. According to the release, the helicopter spotted Chapman on a forklift.
What?
The fuck? To quote the great line from the movie Stepsons. Is it Stepsons?
Stepbrothers.
Stepbrothers. What the fucking fuck? And requested authorities to surround the location. Oh, deputies tased Chapman after they allege he grabbed a hammer and made a striking motion.
So he used the laser and they used the taser.
They used a taser. He made a striking motion towards them when they made contact with him. So what is a striking motion with a hammer? He's
basically like a tomahawk
trying to hit
chop.
Him. Yeah. The release says a laser pointer was found in Chapman's right pants pocket.
That's an important detail.
That is a very important detail because it's hard to get arrested for lasers on airplanes if you actually don't have the laser, but you kept it in your freaking pocket. A video released by the Manatee Sheriff's Office shows a man pointing a laser at an aircraft, and he is later seen attempting to throw objects at the same aircraft. Throw objects. Let me repeat this.
I can throw a football over that mountain.
Let me repeat this. This is very critical. He is later seen attempting to throw objects at the same aircraft. Now, lasers travel a far distance.
Yes, because they are
photons. Lasers. Yes.
Literally light.
Light. And they travel in a very straight line.
Yes.
For significant distances.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck is he throwing at the damn plane that would even come close to the distance of a laser?
Not a goddamn thing. Even if he was...
Why would you throw shit at a fucking plane? You can't get close to a plane on an airport unless you're Brett Favre that you can even come close to throwing something to hit the damn thing.
See, I was going
to
say Matthew Stafford, but...
Oh, Favre's got a whole lot better arm than Stafford. Come on.
I don't know about that.
Oh, bullshit.
Favre on his best year
bullshit. Season. Bullshit. Bullshit. I draw the line. How in the hell can you throw...
Stafford has to hold back because his guys can't get to the other side of the field fast enough. That's why he was so good with Megatron.
Enough of that. How in the hell? What is he throwing at him? Rocks?
Who knows? Whatever's in the same...
Cow patties from the field around it?
Well, he had the forklift that he was on. Maybe it was pieces of a pallet or something. Could be anything.
Chapman shot his laser pointer on a fixed wing plane four times. And one time at the MCSO helicopter, Manatee County Police said in the release. One of the pilots who Chapman is accused of aiming a laser at said he was hit in the eye and is having vision problems as a result of the incident.
Well, you say that just to make sure that if something does come up later that you can...
It's the point of the federal law against pointing lasers at airplanes.
Yeah. It says right on the laser, do not point this at people.
Does it really?
Yeah. There's a little warning label on every laser pointer that you get. I mean, most people peel it off because it's ugly, but...
What the hell was he throwing?
Doesn't sound like this is a guy who thinks too hard.
Even if he was throwing, he ain't coming nowhere close. Dude, how close? You can't get close to a runway.
No.
To throw it?
Nope.
Hence the point of the laser.
Mm-hmm.
I need another drink for this one. Chapman is facing charges of aggravated assault on an officer, pointing a laser at a pilot with injury, pointing a laser at a pilot without injury, and resisting without violence. The release says he was transported to the Manatee County Jail.
Now, wait a minute. If it was aggravated assault on an officer, how could he get resisting without violence?
I don't know. What was his bail? $250,000?
Either that or $20. You never
how
know.
How in the hell? I like lasers. I ain't gonna lie.
Mm-hmm.
I like lasers. I have lasers. Not a pointer, but I have lasers.
Oh, you ever play with cats or dogs with a laser pointer? That shit's fun. The cat will run up the wall.
Can you put their eye out with it?
Probably, if you shine it right in their eye. They won't stay still long enough for you to do any real damage.
Really?
But you can make it chase after
it. You can make it chase after it and run head first into a wall.
You got that right.
Or head first into the electronic mousetrap.
Exactly.
Or head first into a bowl full of glass.
Crushed up light bulb glass?
Crushed up light bulb, yep. Yep. They sell those on Amazon?
Light bulbs, yeah.
No, dumbass. Fucking lasers.
You have lasers.
I have like leveling lasers. I don't have a pointer laser. I just said I don't have a pointing laser.
Well, yeah, they sell those on Amazon. Do we need to put one on our wish list?
Yes.
All right.
Would you please?
Yep.
Put two of them. I'll share one. We'll get two of
I've
them.
I've got one at home.
Do you really?
Yeah.
What do you use it for?
Make the dogs run around and jump on my wife's lap. Piss her off. All right, our final story tonight. Florida man mistakenly pumps 20 plus gallons of gas onto the deck of his boat. This one was sent to us by our listener, Sarah, and my wife. And it comes to us from ABC News. mistakenly inserting a fuel nozzle into a fishing pole slot, a Florida man...
No.
A Florida man pumped $60 worth of gasoline onto the deck of his boat and to the ground of a gas station, fire rescue officials said. The incident happened Monday in the Orlando area. Orange County Fire Rescue spokesman Mike Jackals said on Twitter, the gas flowed from the fishing pole hole and onto the deck of the 24-foot boat. The 31-year-old man realized his mistake and quit pumping.
After he put 20 gallons
out. After he put $60 worth of... That takes a while to pump $60
worth of
gas. It does.
It's not like a 10-second thing. We're talking like...
This is like 4 or 5 minutes.
4 or 5 minutes.
Yeah. As he tried to clean up the mess, the gasoline began leaking from the boat and onto the ground of the 7-Eleven store. He told personnel and then called the fire department's non-emergency number. A technical rescue team siphoned the gas from the boat and cleaned up. The situation was described as a level 3 hazmat, meaning the potential of hazard was high, Jekyll said.
How?
You know.
How the fuck?
We all.
He missed the hole?
We all get the wrong hole sometimes. It happens.
Do I need to go into the. Oh my God. He put the nozzle into the fishing pole hole.
Yes.
And then walked away and just didn't notice that. Now, I have been on numerous fishing boats.
Yes.
I also have owned numerous vehicles that require gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
Every gasoline vehicle or transportation mode I have ever owned has a cap.
A cap or a flap that you have to open.
And a cap, yeah. You know, for said insertion of fuel into the vehicle.
Yes.
I have
that
never.
That is a safety
correct
precaution.
And it's also for, it creates, you have to have the cap on it, because if you don't have the cap, then you get the code and you get the vacuum issue. Right. I have never, ever, ever. Of the many years I have been fishing on boats, seen a fishing pole holder that had a fucking cap on it.
Nope, me either.
How in the hell? Was he drunk?
Does not say.
And who was the poor schmuck that had to siphon the gas from the boat?
Some fire rescue worker. I'm pretty sure they have...
They have machines to do that now?
For you, yeah.
You ever siphon gas?
No comment.
I had to siphon yours last time.
Yeah,
you
did.
Ago.
Yeah, I usually don't do it myself. I get some idiot to do it
yep,
for me.
Yep, I did it. Yep, I suck strong too, man. I fixed it.
Yeah,
did I?
You did. Yeah, we're not wrenching it.
Yeah, I'm not doing that again. By the way.
Yeah. Well, you won't have to because we're tent camping this year.
Oh, good. I just how in the hell do you mistake a fishing pole holder for the gas intake on a boat?
Many holes look the same, Phil.
But they didn't have a damn cap.
Maybe he
was arrested?
No.
Somebody take his man card or something.
Or his
boating
license. But no, I mean, maybe he took the cap off, set
How
it to the side,
hell?
And then went to the, you know, paid at the pump and then comes back over and, you know, the cap's
he got distracted.
Off. He got distracted.
And stuck in the wrong hole.
Probably is, you know,
he stuck in the wrong hole.
Yapping at him about, do you want Cheetos?
Flaming hot Cheetos?
Yeah. Give me a Diet
I do
Pepsi.
I do like some Flaming Hot now. But I like the Flamin' Hot. I like the Flamin' Hot Fritos, and you can't find them right now.
I'm not a fan of the Flamin' Hot. Oh, you know what? Publix has
what
they? Well, here's the deal, though. They have,
don't tease me, bro.
They have the mixed pack of the little single serve ones.
Right.
All
keep talking.
The different Flamin' Hots.
Do they have Fritos?
Fritos, Cheetos.
Don't lie
Doritos.
To me. Don't fuck with me. All
I'm
right.
I'm not. There's 5 different kinds of Flamin' Hots in there.
Is Fritos in there? That's all I want to know. God damn it, I gotta go to Dempo. Where is it?
Publix.
The Publix?
In the chip aisle.
No shit.
Yeah. But it's the.
Why didn't think it'd be in the bottled water section, Joel?
It's across the aisle from that.
You got me all worked up. All right. Well, that's the show for this week, folks.
That's all I got. You can't even read the rest of it.
If you want to hear more, please subscribe to the podcast. These are the links in the show notes. All right, floridamenpodcast.com/subscribe.
If you like the show, please rate us 5 stars or leave a review on Podchaser, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Pandora, or wherever you listen to Florida Men, just like these people did. The first review we have here, Bloody Brilliant, 5 stars in Apple Podcasts by FLD123 from the UK. And
sweet!
He or she said, one of my favorites. These guys are hilarious, very funny, and not to be missed.
Y'all need to send us some stories from the UK. We need some more stories now that you're not part of the EU.
Yeah.
Send us some, we need some good Britain stories.
Yeah, you don't have to keep up appearances now for those schmucks over in France.
No, you ain't got you got nobody judging you now.
Exactly.
Did you tell him the joke that you sent me this week?
Which joke? Oh, yeah. No, I didn't tell you. Okay.
What was the joke?
So the joke was, how much space did the EU free up this week? 1 GB.
That is so stupid.
I know. All right. Well, the other review we got this week, only in Florida, also 5 stars in Apple Podcasts by Kim CIA 1974 from the United States. You want a good laugh? Then you must listen to these guys.
Oh, we appreciate y'all. Thank you. But we need some send us some stories from UK.
Absolutely.
I love that shit. We're not the only idiots around here.
Oh, no. We evolved from them. So,
I don't know. I want to do that Ancestry.com thing to find out.
Yeah, my daughter did.
Did she?
Yeah, she's it's pending right now, so we'll see where.
What if it comes back and she's not y'all's?
Well,
there's no way that's gonna happen because she's a spitting image. So yeah.
When she was little, she looked dead on like my sister. So,
I think my last name. The last that my grandmother many years ago did was that the first record was of my surname was he was banished from England and sent to the US.
Nice. Criminal?
I don't know. You said he was banished. But I want to figure that out. I want to see how far back it goes.
Yeah.
I think it's English.
The farthest back of my last name was a record at the Castle Swords in Ireland.
Really?
Yes.
You don't look Irish.
That's actually what I'm most, Irish and Polish. I don't even.
I love that shit. I want to go to England. I want to go to the UK.
I want to go to Ireland.
Hence the UK.
Ireland isn't in the UK. Northern Ireland is.
What? It's close.
It's next door, yeah.
Seriously, I want some stories from the United Kingdom.
Yeah.
Or call, maybe they could call in to us.
I got a couple of people from Europe calling to
that
the
would
Daily
be
Dog
badass.
Already. And one from
FLD123. If you want to be on the podcast, y'all need to call us.
Yep.
Anyway, all right. So for updates about the show, like and follow us on the Facebook, Instagram, and the Twitter. We are at Florida Men Pod.
To suggest a story for us to cover on this show or on the quickie episode, just send us an email to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com. Or leave us a voicemail at 567-432-9674.
If you would like to support the show, you can send us something from our Amazon wish list. The link is in the show notes, which we need to review, by the way.
All right, we'll do that after.
Or you can drop something in our online tip jar. Matthew from Washington State, I'm running very low on Tito's right now. PayPal.me/FloridaMen, or to get early access and extended ad-free episodes and other cool stuff, you can subscribe at patreon.com/FloridaMen.
Oh, and we'd like to thank our Patreon subscribers personally. They are at the Jacksonville tier, Cassandra and Wallace at the Tampa tier, Joaquin, David, Roxanne, Stephanie, Colin, One Foot in the Grave podcast, Kat, Michael D, and Michael M at the Tallahassee tier, Tony, Kurt, Koneth, Erica, Heather, Paradise After Dark podcast, Nicole, McKenna, Matt, Taya, JP, and Matthew from Washington State,
my man,
at the Daytona tier, Kim, Katie, and Jessica. At the Orlando tier, Steve and Danielle. And at the Miami tier, the Space Coasties and Travis.
I got to talk to Travis. We had an idea for a podcast, and we haven't followed.
You really dropped the ball on that.
Yes. I did. I dropped the ball. Which wouldn't be hard to reach based on the content we were trying to do.
Yeah, they are low-hanging balls.
They are.
Actually, we've got a new patron this week. I mentioned earlier that Allison sent us a story. She is our newest patron. She is at the Tampa tier. Thank you, Allison.
Sweet.
And this week,
welcome to the family.
Yes, this week our bonus Patreon story is from Polk County.
Oh, my favorite.
And Sheriff Grady Judd is on
point. I am going to see Grady Judd in 2 weeks.
So am
I. We're all going.
Yep.
And part of the little deal is I bought for us the autographed Grady Judd bobblehead doll. Nice. We're going to put it on the table when Steve finishes our table.
How long is that going to be?
I don't know. I saw some updates before, right around Christmas and New Year-ish, and I saw the assembly of said table.
Oh, cool.
And I haven't seen anything since.
All right, well.
So I'm a little concerned about our table at this point. But when it does, that our patron Steve is going to supply us,
mm-hmm.
then we will put said Grady Judd bobblehead on the table, if we get the table.
Sounds good to me.
which I need to follow up on the table. Steve, where's my damn table? He's not going to answer right now because this is recorded. But
Right. But our Patreon bonus story, you can only hear if you're one of our Patreon subscribers like Steve.
Yes.
And the other people I mentioned just a minute ago.
All right. This program is provided for information use only. No warranty or professional relationship is implied, and no refunds will be granted.
Views expressed on this program are solely the opinions of Shadyside Media, LLC, and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited. All suspects should be considered innocent until proven guilty in a court of law.
This podcast was recorded at Southern Audio Production Studios in Fort Myers, Florida, and mixed with a Sharpie on a baby's belly.
I knew you were going to go there. And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man. And Tracy, kiss my ass. I just did a mic drop right there, which didn't.
It's hard to drop when the mic's on a stand.
Mic's on a stand, but if I had a mic, I would have dropped it right then.
Okay. You want me to read the Patreon story, or you want to read it? It's from Polk County.
Oh, I got to do it. I want to do it. I'm on a roll tonight.
Florida man. It might be crazy, might be stupid. He's a Florida man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. Got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can. He lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside. It's Florida man. Florida man. Might be crazy, might be stupid. He's a Florida man. Florida man. He's a dumbass, but we love him. He's a Florida man.
The preceding podcast is copyright 2020, Shadyside Media, LLC, all rights reserved.